I suck list. They've got a lot of cool stuff on there, a lot of patches. I'm actually going to patch it right now with a thing called Swallow. Swallow is, there's a video actually by a guy named Luke Smith just made a video about swallowing the Swallow patch. I'm like, oh dang, that's an i9. Plan 9. I9. Wow, where'd that come from? So if you ever mess with Plan 9, when you open a terminal, you can run commands from a terminal as you can with, you know, most Unix like operating systems. But what's so nice about the Rio system manager from Plan 9 is that when you launch a application from your terminal, the application loads and it swallows up the terminal. It's not just, if you do this in like Linux or some other Unix-based system, the terminal just like hanging there. You can't close it because that kills your program. You just can't do anything with it, so you just kind of like minimize it, I guess, hide it. So this does all that for you, basically. You run a command, say you're in a terminal, you want to run Brave browser, type in Brave because it's in your app installed, and boom, Brave pops up, the terminal goes away. It's super nice, especially if you want to run things like MPV to watch a video, because, you know, it's just not like a really like, GUI to open that. It's like MPV and then the file name or whatever. It's super nice because then it just swallows up, MPV just swallows up the terminal. But what's even better is that whenever you close MPV or close the application that you launched from the terminal, it also then brings that terminal back where it was originally. Super nice. Again, it is brought into the suckless world for DWM, and inspired by Plan 9 and how they do it in the Rio desktop manager. Super cool stuff. Anyway, I'm just rambling now. If you like the show, please make sure you leave a review. Shout out to all of you guys out there who left, guys and gals out there who left a review. For some reason, I decided to check on Apple iTunes, and there's actually reviews there. One person gave me a 1-star review, but I can't be that surprised, you know, Apple. I'm pretty sure I bashed on Apple once before, so it doesn't surprise me. But there were a bunch of reviews there. I was super stoked about that. And it's like 4.5 stars. So, hey, can't complain. Just a guy talking about nerd stuff. So be sure to leave a review. And again, if you donate to the show, I will use all the donation money that I earn from the show and stick it right back into an open source project that I believe in, that I want to stick around, that I think you guys should be checking out and using as well. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay curious.